dash. It has an always hot, hot water heater and a heated blow dryer and a raised tub so you don't have to kill your back or make a mess of your house, and your dog can be comfortable even bathing in the winter. It's a nice service.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
Now, I remember hearing that and I thought, boy, I should get a dog. So forgive me if I'm not using your self-service wash station.
What kind of
a good reason to get one?
Yeah, exactly.
What kind of dog food do you have there? What do you have?
We carry Nutrisource as our primary brand, but we also have some Select From, and we have some other lines like a Wholesome's Food, and we can do special orders for our customers. We do Diamond by Order and some other ones. You know, we always try and make our customers happy, and whatever we can do to do that, we're happy to do.
Well, super, super.
All right, yeah, that's at Seed and Feed on Highway 13, south of Park Falls, right in the heart of Fifield there. If you've ever driven through Fifield and you don't know Seed and Feed, I don't know how you managed to drive through Fifield. Your eyes must have been closed. Before we hop into the phone calls, we've actually got a little bit of a pile up of emails that we've got to pile through here. So let's hear three or four of those. What do you think, Big G?
All right, I got my cheaters on, so let's go ahead and take a look here.
I saw you were prepared. I'm not going to doom you.
All right, we've got from Carol Usted here. We've got, this is Wiley checking in from Beaver Slick Lodge, north of Hawkins. We got $2 yesterday. And one of them was a pointer with a 17.75-inch spread. Wow. No luck today, though.
That's a deer on the ground, though. Well done.
Yep. For Amanda Hart here, we've got Camp Send It has another buck on the pole. No nuts, grew a pair tonight. Sounds like a little dice shaking and belly acres to celebrate.
All right. Congratulations to No Nuts. Or
from the...
Nut.
All right, from the city zoo here, another day of not seeing deer. I ended up going down and pulling the memory card out of the camera to see what's going on. There are several does visiting each night. There's also at least one buck in the area. He paid a visit yesterday at 12:06 p.m. while I was in town taking a shower. So they're in the area. Hoping that this front that came through today will turn things around. Stay safe. Stay at it, everyone. There is plenty of time to get some venison on the meat pole. From Steve City Jr.
It's a good, sensible idea, the weather bringing the deer in, but that's not what people are reporting so far this evening. What do you think? One more before we get onto the phones, Big G?
One more, and then we'll go back to the phones here.
All right.
So we've got an email here from... Shane Woolley. Hi, Carol's Deer Camp. Checking in just north of Glidden. Same story. We're empty on the meat pole, seeing nothing but squirrels and birds. Got to give a shout out to Justin in the Rice Lake, and Brother Chuck in Carson City, Nevada. You guys aren't missing much. Just too warm. Thank you guys for the show. Been listening religiously since 1990s. Everyone have a good turkey day.
Excellent.
Very nice.
And if you are listening, whether it's from Park Falls or from Carson City, Nevada, feel free to share your deer stories by giving us a call, 715-762-3221, or you can send them to email wcqm@civicmedia.us. I think that's going to be us back to the phones here. You're on the roundup. Who's this? The sound of my own thoughts. I didn't want to hear from you. You're on the roundup. Who's this? Yep, looks like we lost a couple of them over the ad break. Give us a ring, 715-762-3221. We've got one live one on the phone. You're on the roundup. Who's this?
It's Rocket from Camp Shoots-a-Lot.
Rocket from Camp